Amaya, let's start. As you guys are kind of going through this little stretch where you've dropped a few games in a row here, what kind of things are you learning, and what kind of things can you continue to kind of implement each night to dial into where you want to be?
I think, well, as a team, we always want to try and work hard, have great effort, great attitude, and Coach Way's been like trying to get us to show that we can be like the toughest, the grittiest team in the conference, like diving after 50-50 balls, getting rebounds, all that. So we want to continue to do that. We want to continue to stay together, continue to improve every game. And these losses, we're going up against really tough teams. So I'd say we're like learning how like these teams play so we can get there. Like Indiana, like their pace and the way they run their offense is just like, it's crazy. It's really good. So we want to try and like copy that, try and see what other teams are doing, but also like in these losses, making sure that we still like are staying together and doing what we're supposed to do.
How about for you personally? What kind of things are you learning going through this Big Ten slate for the first time?
I'm learning a lot. I'm learning the Big Ten is a really, really hard conference. Honestly, I would say it's probably the toughest conference. And I'm learning what it's like to be a point guard in the Big Ten. I'm learning how to handle the pressure, how to deal with all these big grown women. There's so much. I could go on forever. There's so much I'm learning, but like every day it's something new.
How do you juxtapose or, kind of reconcile the idea that, hey, you're learning all these data points are going to be valuable to you as you put them in your own little database for future games? Maybe the winning's not coming as fast, but you know there will be a payday for all of you guys here down the road. How is that, trying to handle that knowing that you're a competitor too, right?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to lose. We all know like one day, like our time will come. We've been hearing this for like ever. We've all heard like, oh, we just need experience. And like, we know that, but sometimes it's just like so hard to hear. And like when you're in the moment, like you said, dropped a couple games, sometimes it's really hard, but we know like our time will come. We know like next year we'll probably be even better. And then junior, senior year, like we'll just be up from here. So we just try and like stay focused, stay together, and know like the hardest time, like me and Coach Way were talking today, and Coach Way was like, the hardest times aren't forever, but the good times aren't forever either. So you got to remember that.
No doubt. Now, this Ohio State team, you guys had them on the ropes big time when you faced them, a couple of weeks ago back home. What can you take from that game and put it into maybe implementation tomorrow to feel good about going in there and maybe, pulling off an upset on the road?
I think we were really good at breaking their press. We were really poised. So keeping that poise and not getting like flustered with their press. We know they're going to press. I would say being more aggressive, continue to be aggressive in that game and limiting second chance shots and getting their threes off. Cause I know they're big, got a couple threes off that hurt us. And Mike Sell got some threes off that hurt us too. So defense and staying poised on offense.
And they're a pressing team, right? So that is one of the keys. What else do you have to do against a team like that to come out on top?
Well, obviously they press. So we want to try and get like transition buckets, like play good defense. So we don't have to deal with their press. I would say definitely need a box out. Cause I know, Terry, I don't know how to say her name, but number two got like six old boards on us, got a box out. We have to continue to be like toughest, grittiest team, get those little 50-50 balls, get those rebounds. And I would say about that. Yeah.
Last one for you. How often do you connect with your brother, and what kind of guidance can he give you as you guys are kind of going through a similar, similar stretch here, both teams here?
He can give me a lot of confidence and help, especially not like he's going through the same thing, but like he's also like been a part of a pretty successful team like last year, and he's been in college basketball for a while. He started at GW, so I can lean on him just for like advice overall and like during. And he'll give me advice. And during like times like this, we can both like kind of like share our frustrations, but like know like it'll be good in the end. Like remember that. So it's just nice to like have someone sometimes not even for advice, just like to talk to and who can like understand. So I'd say like those two.